Looking to buy your dream home or rent that perfect apartment? With the Redfin app, you'll know the moment your next place hits the market. Set up your gotta-have-it wish list, and Redfin will send you real-time notifications for properties that match. And when you're ready to see it in person, scheduling a tour is just a tap away. Thinking about selling? Redfin can do that too. In fact, Redfin agents close twice as many deals as other agents, so they know how to get the best price for your home. And with a listing fee as low as 1%, Redfin charges half of what others often charge. So you could save big, like really big. Last year, Redfin saved home sellers $118 million. So whether you're buying, renting, or selling, Redfin's ready to help you win. Download the Redfin app and start searching today.
If you're miserable in your job now and you change nothing, in 5 years, you'll be much more miserable and you'll be a lot older.
If you're being required to do things that make you weak and ashamed, then stop. Don't do them.
It's a moral obligation to pursue what you find meaningful.
If you're being oppressed, and I mean in your soul, by what you're required to swallow at work, well, you think you're not paying a price for that? If you're in a workplace and pathological things are happening, this is easy. I can tell you how you know if pathological things are happening at your workplace. If you're being required to do things that make you weak and ashamed, then stop. Don't do them. Like, one of the things I learned from Solzhenitsyn and Frankl was that systems go terribly out of control when people don't stop them when they're going mildly out of control. You know, and you might say, I should just keep my goddamn head down and shut up. It's like, maybe you should. Like, that's not bad advice. You know, you don't want to make unnecessary enemies, and you don't need any more trouble than you need. But you got to ask yourself on a day-to-day basis, what makes you think you're not selling your soul? Because sensible people say nothing when they should say something. And what's so strange about that is that there are way more sensible people than people who aren't sensible. They're just not as noisy. Because if you can't tell someone to go to hell, then you can't negotiate with them. And if they've got you over a barrel, then you can't say anything. So you gotta set yourself up so you've got some mobility. And actually, that's a really good principle in your life, period. You should set yourself up so that you have a lateral move at hand. And then you should find out, well, are there things at work that are disturbing my soul? You know, and you find that out. First of all, you ask yourself, okay, I'm disturbed at work. Okay, I'm probably weak and deceitful and useless and lazy. You might as well start with that. And then you talk to some people, like your wife, your friends, your coworkers, and find out, are you stupid, deceitful, and lazy? Or is there something not so good going on at work? And so if you can then eliminate your own personal pathology as a cause of your dissatisfaction, then maybe there's something rotten in the state of Denmark. And maybe you should say something about it before the whole goddamn thing collapses, because that can happen. It can happen in companies a lot faster than people ever think. You know, and you may find that, well, first of all, you may find if you say something, well, first of all, that's an advantage. That's for sure. That's a bloody adventure. And you have to do it carefully. And you have to be prepared for it. But it might be the best thing that ever happened to you. And the other thing is, if you're careful about it, you get your words right. Like, and this is strategic battle, right? It's not something you wander into carelessly. Then you may find that there's lots of people who feel exactly the same way you do, and that you've actually cottoned on to something. You're a canary in a coal mine. You got to ask yourself when you go and do what you do, like, is this making you stronger? Is this making you weaker? And if it's making you weaker, then you got to ask yourself, do you really want to be weaker? Because the weaker you get, the more you're tyrannized. And then worse than that, like, the weaker you get, the more bitter you get. And the more you'll work towards terrible things, the more you'll snap at your wife, the more you'll kick your kids. It's no joke to be tyrannized at work. And so I would say you have an ethical responsibility as a citizen to forthrightly confront creeping tyranny, no matter where it occurs. Part of what we're learning, I would say, from these stories, if we're learning anything at all, is that if you're aimed at the good, which is a question you really got to ask yourself, you know, if you're genuinely aimed at the good, then take heart, because you're a lot stronger than you think. It might be difficult, but it's not futile. If you get your words right, you have something to say, there'll be an impact of those words. It might not be the impact that you would choose, But the other thing you got to tell people is pick your poison. You may be in a situation where you don't have a cakewalk to the Garden of Paradise. You got tyranny or famine. Those are your choices. But you get to pick which one you have. And I would say if you're being oppressed, and I mean in your soul, by what you're required to swallow at work, well, you think you're not paying a price for that? You got no self-respect, and rightly so. But worse than that, you're an agent of your own destruction. You're destroying your own ideal, and you're letting people who are weak and corrupt win. And if you stood up and stood up properly, but you have to put yourself in order to do this, at least to some degree, right? You can't do it casually. You have to do it from some position of preparedness and strength. Then what makes you think you couldn't scare them back into the corners? And that would be a good thing. And, you know, the alternative, personally, is bad because there's a psychological degeneration that goes along with it. I've seen this with many, many of the people that I've worked with who have been tyrannized in the workplace to the absolute detriment of their psychological and physical health, right? To the point of collapse, confronting these crazy, crazy things when they were sensible people. That's a terrible price to pay, man. Like, it's a bad price.
Well, you should be afraid of taking risks and pursuing something meaningful. But you should be more afraid of staying where you are if it's making you miserable. It's like the first thing you want to do is dispense with the idea that you get to have any permanent security outside of your ability to contend and adapt. It's the same issue with children. It's like you're paying a price by sitting there being miserable. And you might say, well, the devil I know is better than the one I don't. It's like, don't be so sure of that. Clock is ticking.
Yeah,
and if you're miserable in your job now and you change nothing, in 5 years, you'll be much more miserable and you'll be a lot older. It's a moral obligation to pursue what you find meaningful. And that doesn't mean it's easy. It might require sacrifice. If you need to change your job too, let's say you have a family and children and a mortgage, you have responsibilities. You've already picked up those responsibilities. You don't just get to walk away scot-free and say, well, I don't like my job, I quit. That's no strategy. But what you might have to do is you think, well, this job is killing my soul. All right, so what do I have to do about that? Well, I have to look for another job. Well, no one wants to hire me. It's like, okay, maybe you need to educate yourself more. Maybe you need to update maybe you need to sharpen your social skills. Like, you have to think about these things strategically. If you're going to switch careers, you have to do it like an intelligent, responsible person. That might take you a couple of years of effort to do properly. I think it's more important to have an ethos, an ethic. So I have a program, for example, called the Future Authoring Program, which is a writing program that enables people to develop a vision for their life and then to develop a strategy. And so it's based on the idea, imagine that, and it's an extension of the ideas in the book, or at least something along the same line. I've dealt with hundreds of people in my clinical and consulting practice, and we set a goal, we develop a vision, and work towards it, and things inevitably get better for people. So it's not a luxury, it's difficult, it's a moral responsibility, and it isn't happiness. It's not, the pursuit isn't for happiness.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.